com. I'm Terry James.
Thank you, TJ. It's 10 after 4 o'clock on what we call hump day. And that means we're over the hump for the week. We're headed towards the weekend. And we do all kinds of things on hump day. Some of them are traditional, some are not. This is going to be a traditional segment and one that I've looked forward to for a long time because, folks, if you knew how hard it was to coordinate schedules with Dan Brady in the afternoon, you would appreciate that. Dan, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good, Dan. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well,
how are we doing? It's good to visit with you.
It's very good to talk to you. Jason on yesterday, State Senator Jason. I'm drawing a complete blank. You can tell it's hump day because people have sat on my head and spun around on it today. Yesterday we were talking about what is going on this time of year for you folks that hold forth down in Springfield. And he said something that I thought was really interesting that I wanted to bounce off of you. He said he's been really surprised that since the end of May, when they passed the stopgap measure for funding, he said things have really just almost gone quiet again. And he's really surprised people haven't continued to come to you and say, hey, we need this, especially the social service agencies. Is that what you're seeing too?
Well, things have settled, and I think because of the stopgap budget, things a little bit of the pressure is off. And so as folks, whether it's agencies, whether it's our universities, and don't forget, K-12 funding, our education, elementary systems, received a full year's budget. And they received an increase. I just believe about every school district received a little bump, little increase, not huge, but it's better than not receiving an increase. So full year's budget there for K-12. And so on the other with the stopgap, it has stabilized things. Now we know we have lots of work ahead of us. In fact, I was just giving a talk up in Itasca, Illinois, a little while ago, and talking about this very thing. And shortly, some of the working groups that were part of, whether it was the budget, whether it was the reform side of things, I think here shortly, when I say shortly, beginning of fall or September of time, are going to start to reconvene. And that work will be going on towards the next part of the budget when we return to Springfield in November. And so it is quiet now. And I think those agencies, as I said, universities and others are actually seeing checks coming to them, helping them. But it's a long way from out of the situation we find ourselves in.
His name was Berrickman.
Correct. I was saying Jason Berrickman.
He's going to.
Our senator's name.
Oh, my gosh. I just completely drew a blank there. Dan, you know, and you mentioned this, and I wanted to get right to it, because you and I have had a talk about this before, and that's even though it appears to be a quiet time, I'm guessing it's not so quiet. I'm betting you are still out working. You're still out trying to find answers to things. And that's something that has to frustrate you when, and again, I'm not going to beat up all the media, but I'm going to, I'm at least going to put it out there. I can't imagine the frustration at times when you are still in Springfield, late hours, doing work on days that are supposedly not in session. And the work still continues then. People, I don't think, understand how much work you do on those so-called days off.
Well, I'm not sure what a day off is, quite frankly. you blend that in with my other profession and my role as representative. But nonetheless, you know, I'm the one that asked for that, the privilege to serve. But it has been challenging times. But I've gone through challenging times now with all of our governors, Governor Blagojevich in particular, Governor Quinn. We've seen everything from payment being frozen for legislators to furlough days to state agencies having their problems of deferred payments and you name it, overtime sessions. Our summer become sessions into fall. And so there's been a lot of trials and tribulations over the last several years. And, you know, if it's taken approximately 15 to 16 years to get into this, imagine what it's going to take to get out.
Yeah,
and that's something that it's going to take the likes of fiscal restraints we've never seen, and it's going to take revenue, and it's going to take trying to bring the speaker and the governor together and others, and I think that'll be pushed by the rank and file committees that got us to the point of a stopgap budget. So, lots of work ahead of us. But I've got something for you, Dan. It's positive. I've got something.
Oh, good. All right.
Government supported, orchestrated, architected, and it's not going to cost you anything, but it's going to provide you services. And I know.
I'm seeing something here I'm not going to like about this. Go ahead. No, go ahead, Dan.
Well, what I want to do is remind folks, we've tried to get the word out, but I've got the privilege to connect with two of our United States congressmen, and that is my office mate, which is Congressman Rodney Davis, and then a good friend and a congressman of this area, Darren LaHood.
Mm-hmm.
And we are sponsoring a seniors, connecting seniors to services, a resource fair tomorrow, if you will. It's going to be located at the Norman Township Activity Hall, which is right there at 600 East Willow Street. Many people know it now as the new ARC, A-R-C, Center. And it's going to have a variety of activities going on to help seniors. There's no cost, no need to register, but beginning at 9:30 tomorrow morning until about 11:30, there's going to be the Senior Resource Fair will kick off. There's going to be presentations by the Attorney General's Office, by Social Security Administration, by Medicare, and then from 10:30 to 11:30, there will be the actual resource fair with a lot of local, state, and federal partners being there in different programs, as well as areas that are very important, whether that be Veterans Affairs, whether that be Social Security, whether that be something on the state level or the federal level. And Congressman Davis and Congressman LaHood are going to join me as well and be there for the old important What's On Your Mind segment, which will be more from that 10:30 to 11:30 hour. So couple hours tomorrow, beginning at 9:30, no cost, no registration needed. Come on out. If you've got a question on your mind, state or federal, come out and ask it. If we don't have the answer at that point, we will find it for you. But there'll be a lot of services, and I think the discussion is from the Attorney General's Office and Social Security Administration and Medicare divisions focusing in on a lot of things that are out there in the way of scams, a lot of things that are out there in the way of issues that are very concerning to seniors, and trying to protect them, because they're a vulnerable population, and we want to make sure that they know we're there with resources for them. And it won't cost you anything. And I bet you even find some refreshments, Dan.
Oh, free food. I'm there. That's a great opportunity. Yeah, 9:30 to 11:30 tomorrow. It's at the it's at the building that used to be the ice skating place, but it's a workout.
That is correct.
So they've done and from what I've heard, I haven't been there. It is a wonderful, beautiful facility. It's the ARC Center.
It is. It's the ARC Center. It really referred to as the Normal Township Activity Recreation Center. I mean, they have recreation. They have areas for the gymnasium. They have the area of the you might want to call it more of the atrium area, where there's areas to get together there. They have all kinds of different areas in which seminars, conference rooms, the auditorium. And so we'll kind of be taking things over for a couple hours there tomorrow morning, starting at 9:30. Again, it's free, no registration needed. And you're not even going to hear from us to solicit anything from you down the road.
It's wonderful.
We're there to answer your questions, provide you information. And come on out, and if it's going to be another warm day, come on in early and get a refreshment and visit with two of your United States congressmen and myself.
That's a great opportunity, people. Don't let this one slip by you. That's 9:30 to 11:30 tomorrow morning. I want to ask you a couple of real quick questions here. Do you wish Governor Rauner would stop talking about term limits as heavily as he is?
No, I don't. I think that the opportunity of term limits and the opportunity for remap are very, very important. I tend to believe we have term limits. They're called elections. But if the electorate decides that they want term limits on the ballot, they should have that opportunity and the opportunity to vote on it. If the electorate, which so many thousands and hundreds of thousands have signed petitions on the redistricting, Dan, which we just actually started earlier on WJBC, that, of course, we know the group has sent a brief for the state Supreme Court to make an emergency ruling on that by August 26th to try and get that on the ballot. That is where the redistricting will be done differently than the majority party drawing party lines for the next 10 years. It will be done similar to like Iowa does with using technology and trying to make sure a majority party, Democrat or Republican, doesn't have the opportunity to draw those boundaries, but it's done independently. So I hope that the Supreme Court, I'm sure they will take it up, but I hope it's a favorable decision that puts that on the ballot come November 8th for the citizens to have a a say that they want to change redistricting, which I think